Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Ali Breen is here with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
When I say America, what comes to mind? For me, it's simple. Mom, apple pie, and whole milk. They've been around forever. Let's hope that doesn't change. But did you know this country is actually importing whole milk? Why waste the money shipping milk from overseas when we've got the best darn fresh milk in the world right here on our own soil? You have a choice, America. So the next time you're in the market for milk, look for the flag. Old Glory Whole Milk. Old Glory Whole Milk stands alone. It's the best milk across the board.
Hi, fellas. I'm long-time over-the-road trucker Floyd Tucker. The next time you crave whole milk, ask your fellow truckers where you can find Old Glory whole milk, and then ask if they're a cop. Take it from me. It's something else.
Old Glory whole milk. Just say when.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Alsman.
Hey.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Willie Griswold here.
My man.
Oh, thank you very much. You're my man.
Thanks.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much, Chickster.
You're welcome.
We are certainly looking forward to a special edition of the show we call Sexy Time.
Fake. Fake.
What? With Ali Breen.
Fake. Fake plant. Fake plant. Fake.
It's fake. A fake plant.
I know it. I knew it.
Can you tell? What can you give it away?
The price tag on the bottom of it.
Be real.
Oh. There really is a price tag on the bottom of it.
And it's got lights.
No, that's the cord for the lights that I still have had up from Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yep. All of a sudden, you're a very sad individual. I don't know why I feel that
all
way.
Of a sudden.
But, yeah.
We're speaking with comedian Ali Breen. We call the show Sexy Time. We ask you to send Ali your love troubles. We did a couple episodes without you, Ali. We did a few
I
letters.
Heard.
We failed miserably.
Yeah.
I don't know. You heard about that? Okay. Well,
I got some pleas to never let Tom do that again.
I'm sorry. You know how it works. You can reach Ali, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, on social media platforms of all types. And Ali, what have you got for us?
Dear Allie, I have a crush on my stepbrother. He's 3 years older and used to stay at our house every other weekend. Through college, we only saw each other on holidays, and now we are back in the same town, and I kind of want to go for it. Should I, or will everyone be creeped out?
Your current stepbrother, or like a past stepbrother? Like the movie Clueless. That was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Wow.
I think it's current. It seems to be current.
So they don't share any parents, though. I mean, they're just blended family. Okay.
I wonder if he's into her.
Oh, I don't know, man.
That's an interesting how did you meet situation.
According to the
when you're out with people and they ask.
We had those porno stats. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
the
number one category was stepmom.
So, oh, yeah.
It seems a little bit indelicate and rough.
I guess you can, but it's just...
You're going to have lots of explaining to do.
It's really awkward when people see you make out. And they're like, isn't that your... Wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always like to think this way. Remember, what people think about you is extremely important.
Indeed.
Okay?
No, it's not.
Don't shortchange yourself.
No.
No matter if you have
to lie,
cheat, steal.
No, don't listen to Chick.
Live your life as if everyone's examining you and you want to be Mr. Perfect. That's
right. I mean, I guess, what if you guys would have started dating and then your parents hooked up, so it was the opposite way around? Huh?
Aren't their parents all
that? That happens a lot. Yeah. So then I guess this is okay. Or like, you know, when twin girls marry twin brothers, like twin sisters and twin brothers, it's kind of weird. But
yeah, it's a little, I don't know.
That twin thing always, I still, they say, well, I can tell the difference. Yeah. I don't think so. Okay.
Do you think that ever they got swapped Tammy's once and nobody biter. Knew the difference?
Yeah. Every single one of those, 100%.
Yeah. And then, like, mom had to go, well, I think this is the one. And
hey, Willie, you missed your father. There's Tammy and Cammy, and you tell them apart because Tammy is the biter, is what.
adult twins are creepy, too, I think. Kids that are twins are so cute. When they're adults, they creep me out.
I don't think they're creepy as long as they don't dress alike.
Exactly.
And I just saw that yesterday.
Yeah, adult twins dressed alike.
That's no good. Oh, no.
I think when you're twins, the first 18 years of your life is an audition, and then once you turn 18, the parent picks the good one, and the other one has to move to the other side of the world.
Makes sense.
The other one becomes an organ donor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's move on. Allie Breen is our guest. The show is Sexy Time. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, I gave my boyfriend all of my passwords and codes because he's super jealous, and he promised that if he had them, he would never use them.
Oh,
well, the other day, he brought up stuff that I never told him, so he clearly went through my stuff. I honestly don't cheat, so he's like, well, why does it matter then? But it's still a huge invasion of privacy, right? Or am I overreacting?
You're not overreacting. He's crazy, and he's probably cheating. Restraining order. Break up.
Oh, my God.
Next letter.
This will solve your problem.
What a jerk.
No, you should have gotten out when he said, when you realize he's very, very jealous.
Yeah. When he asked for all your passwords and code, you just said no.
Yeah, also, it was probably...
Do you trust me or you don't?
It was probably insensitive that your password was your ex's name, then 10 inches. That probably was I can't imagine you like that.
And take it from a reformed jealous phobe. Those that never work out.
Yeah, I like the idea of fake passwords.
You know, yeah.
Like his mom's name... 69 Munch.
Oh my goodness.
You mean like
Dolores
Harriet 69 Munch. Who's Harriet? Oh, that's my mom.
You know what? Please do that. Change your password. Like, hey honey, I wanted to update you on my password. It's now insert one of these.
Sorry. Okay, next.
Everyone should actually do that since every couple has issues with people trying to get each other's passwords. I feel like,
I've never had that issue.
Yeah. Me either.
Oh, but, really?
Well, no.
They do their thing, you do yours. Thing.
Exactly.
And then if you meet in the middle, it's beautiful.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's like happily ever after.
It's like two circles cut just a little bit.
Like a Venn diagram.
The circle is you, and the circle where they cross, it's both of you.
Here's the other question. Is he trying to offer up his passwords to you? Like, I wonder if she has access to all of his stuff. Not that she's asking for it, but if he's like withholding...
No, he can't. If he asks for everything, there's no way he could be like, you can't have mine. I'm just going to have yours, unless he lives in 1950.
She sounds sane and doesn't really want to get his.
Yeah.
Just move on.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Dear Allie, my best friend and I used to make out at bars to attract guys.
All right.
And now she's in a serious relationship and she doesn't want to do that anymore. So now her boyfriend is keeping her away from me like I'm the bad influence when it was actually mostly her idea, and I'm really hurt that she's ditching me for him. Should I just let this go, or how do I win my best friend back?
Are they two girls? Was that clear?
And I imagine, yeah.
Are they? Yeah. Does she want her as a lover too, or just as a friend? I mean, why can't they still be friends and not kiss? I don't get this.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the boyfriend's like, I don't want her around my girlfriend if she's going to make out with her at a bar to attract guys.
Well, I'm right. Sure they have more to their relationship than just making out at bars with guys.
Oddly enough, that's all they have. Don't take that away from them. That's all they have.
And on bad days, friends. They get to remember, we still have this.
That's right.
We have this special thing.
Kiss me, you fool.
Get cut off in traffic, who cares? I have a special time with
I think we're neglecting to point out that the original factor of this is weird.
What yeah, why is it weird?
Oh, if I see two girls making out at a bar, yeah. I don't bug them. I go, they're not interested in me. Let's keep it moving.
Well, find some girls do that, especially younger ones.
Willie, you don't stand there and slow drink your beer. Yeah. I'm hard right now.
Oh, we've once again solved another problem.
Allie, when's the last time you kissed a girl?
I did it in college. I kissed a girl in college.
Oh.
I'm like a dare. Yeah.
On a dare.
And that was it. It's like guys will dare you to kiss. This is a big college thing, I think. Exactly. Where guys want to see girls make out. Think it's hot.
Dumb guys.
Well, we get them to make out and they'll just kiss up.
And then I can jump in there.
Yeah.
Don't guys think? I guess that's what guys think.
Christy, no kissy, no.
I've kissed girls.
No lovey, no. No
wedding ring.
Till
I get a wedding ring.
Sorry. No huggy, no kissy, no get a wedding ring.
Allie Breen is our guest. The show is Sexy Time, and you can reach Allie Allibreen and tell us your love troubles. What do we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I think my boyfriend picks fights with me because he then likes the makeup sex. He'll focus on something really stupid and he won't let it go until I snap. Then he'll finally apologize and then we have crazy good sex. I'd rather not do the fighting part, but I don't know how to break this pattern. What should I do?
There's also
have crazy good sex, not fight.
There's a psychological aspect to this called the emergency room effect. And if you go through something like that, then you get on the other side of it and you make up. And some people crave that.
Really?
I wouldn't personally know who was trying to get that out of their personality.
You little freak.
It might be me. I don't know. That's so the way I was raised.
Are you the person that picks the fight?
Me?
Yeah.
No, probably. Yeah. I'd like to say not anymore, but.
Really?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So wait, do you like the fighting part too? Is that part of it?
Only because I know the making up part's coming. Yeah, sure.
Gotcha.
When you were growing up, even your parents would be really mean to you, and then
they'd be mean to each other, and then they would make up and have sex. Those were the best times. So why don't you guys get in a fight? Tomorrow's Christmas, and then they could make up on Christmas Day.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think Seinfeld on one of the episodes said, "I've been going out with this girl forever. Makeup sex is all we have."
Wow. That sounds like this is the person who wrote in. Yeah. It sounds pretty close.
But for her, maybe when he starts to pick a fight, just start undressing. Yeah. Just be like, all right, let's just skip to
it. Let's just get right to it.
I think that's feeding the fire. I think that you need to go the other way. If there's this Pavlovian response to a fight elicits makeup sex, you need to start having just really nice, pleasant experiences together and then having great sex after those. So he learns that. He gets conditioned that way.
Or have him see a therapist.
Yeah, this fighting sounds kind of toxic and not healthy.
I find Swiss cake rolls to be helpful. So nice. Just find some Little Debbie.
What?
For him. Who needs sex when you can just eat? Right?
Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant give it to the guy.
I didn't do it.
He's ready to pick a fight.
What are you doing with Swiss cake rolls?
I
thought you were going to invite somebody named Debbie over.
That could help.
Little Debbie. I don't care. Little Debbie, big ass Debbie. I don't care. Let's do it.
Let's get to our next letter. Allie Breed is our guest. What do you got?
Dear Allie, I've acted like a prude in my relationship, and I took forever to have sex with my boyfriend. I think it made my boyfriend respect me more. But actually, in college, I was pretty wild. And now we're going to a college friend's wedding this weekend, and I'm sure a lot of stories will come out. Should I pre-warn him or just let this play out?
Oh, this is an interesting question.
You can let it play out.
I think people get too drunk at weddings and they say things they don't mean. And I think that you can use that to your favor all weekend. You know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He had four Manhattans before we sat down for dinner.
But after the 10th person, he's probably going to be like, ooh, but do people do like that? Might be true stories.
Are they going to come up to you at a wedding and go, ah, oh, you were dating so-and-so? You should have seen her in college. The people.
I don't recognize you with panties on.
I'd like to think they've
I don't think they do
matured
that.
A little bit. And they
last time I saw a receipt. Line this long, you were the head of the train.
I think that you can regulate the conversations you have. I wouldn't have him go share a cigarette or a cigar with anybody. That's when stick to the dance floor, stick to the dinner table, dance with grandma if you have to.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
You can regulate this.
You know, and you could dance like no one's watching.
What has gotten into you today?
Chick is talking like the sign in a 22-year-old divorcee.
It's like my self-help book, that's conscience. Right.
And what do we do, Willie? We take a breath. That's right. Take a breath.
What you have to do is watch out for the best man speech. Or the maid of honor speech. That's where it may come out. Mm-hmm. Well, I see Bonnie's here. Well, for now, she'll probably be in the back taking on most of the boys like she did back in the old days of the Fiji house.
I don't think that anybody would do that.
She's got two hands. Let's do it. Oh.
I told you about the funeral I went to where the guy started talking about the woman in the trunk of the limo. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you say a woman in the trunk of a limo?
At a funeral?
Yep.
In the trunk of a limo?
Yep, very rough.
Sounds like a hostage situation.
Was she dead?
No.
What? Honestly, doesn't make it much better, to be honest.
I think it would be better if she was dead.
is kidnapping better? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It was about what a great party they'd had once.
Wow.
It was real. I'm sorry. Allie Breed is our guest. We have time for one more letter. Allibreen. Allie, what do you got?
Dear Allie, I work in a restaurant where everyone hooks up with everyone. It's starting to affect how good the shifts are that people get. I drink and I hang out, but I don't hook up, and now I'm making less money than everybody else. How should I deal with this?
Well, Start hooking up.
You want to be the most popular person in your restaurant? Get an Adderall prescription, sell it to the dishwasher. You'll be fine. You will be just
sell it
fine.
To everybody.
Sex and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Wow. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
I think that's normal at a restaurant, though, that everyone does hook up with everyone. I never thought about how it would affect your shifts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, does the management know who's sleeping with whom?
Because the management's sleeping with all the hot chicks.
You're getting all the good shifts.
You want a brunch shift? Let's do a three top all day, baby. Make this happen.
What's a three-top?
It's a three-top table, but I was assuming it's a threesome in this
show. Three-way.
Funny when you get to explain it after the joke.
Sorry, I thought a three-top was
three-top, there's a four-top, yeah.
Some special move. No, I know what a four-top is. I thought it was a sex move.
A three-top is one less, okay? Why do you have to...
he's being a dick today.
I know!
It hasn't been fun.
I thought a three-top was some sex move.
It's in the joke.
In the joke, it was a threesome. Three-top.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to educate myself. I don't know these things. Allie, do you have a second?
Yeah.
Because I know that you're a professional stand-up comedian. Are you working this weekend?
Yeah, I'm in the city. I'm doing a fundraiser on Friday. I'm at the comic strip on Saturday.
Okay, well, Ace Cosby is also a comedian. And I know you're a professional, but as I often say, Tiger Woods even takes golf lessons. So here you go. It's time for your special lesson.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby. Here he is with his joke of the day.
Over the holiday, I watched that movie with Moses.
Oh, yeah. The Ten Commandments?
Yeah. They had a bonus scene of him in the kitchen with his wife, and she was wearing one of those aprons with the saying on it.
Yeah?
You know what it said?
What?
Hostess with the Moses.
What are you applauding?
The cheesy signs we were talking about, hostess, the restaurant thing, and all connects.
Caught me by surprise.
Yeah, it was right on topic.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.